Yes, I'm disappointed. I'm happy you got the point. Pavlik was by far the best player on the ice. And we might not even got a point had it not been for him. So having said that, I mean, it was a game where we probably could have got two. Did we deserve two? I'll let you guys be the judge of that, but we got a point, and I'll go by that. I know the next question you're going to ask is, how are we going to be able to recover from this? I don't see that as an issue right now. Am I disappointed? Yes. Are they? Yes. Go ahead.
Shots or something like 55, 26. How indicative of that?
Well, I think they put a lot, I think if you watch the game, they put a lot of pucks to the net. They did some things that we could have done better reacting to. We didn't. We know where they were. That's a good team. Like, you watch their team play. I thought they were very good. You got to look realistically at their team and say that's a pretty good team. They made some good plays, and they executed passes and plays, and they were hard to deal with all night. This isn't a minimal player, this team. This is a good team. So you can do what you want with the shots. You know, they put a lot of pucks in that, gave them a lot of shots. We didn't defend as well, but it's a good team. You got to give them some credit.
Seems to be we found resiliency in the team. They score hard, they come back harder. Earlier, maybe a month or two ago, it was tough to come by. You see the same thing?
Well, I'm just happy, Jim, that you can see the positives in that game, because that's what I'm going to look for, because everyone else is going to dig the negatives, and I can deal with that. That's their opinion. That's fine. But for me, the resiliency is good. You get down, you come back. Now, we scored 3 power play goals, so I'm going to take some good things out of it. You know, the biggest thing is, do you think that the players and the coaches and then the whole staff plans to have games like that? It never happens. But we had a chance to win the game, you know. And I like our group as much today as I liked them yesterday and the day before, you know. So, you know, we got 7 of 8 points. Let's deal with that. That's the way I'm going to deal with it. I mean, I got a real unhappy group in there. They're really disappointed. They're not real happy at all. You know, there'd be a lot of guys looking in the mirror at a lot of different things. But, you know, on the bright side of things, if you can find it, Pavlik was unbelievable. I mean, you know, say what you want. Goalies like that, you can win championships with goalies like that. With goaltending like that, I was very impressed with him. And we had some breakdowns that got in our net that I can't say I like them. But, you know, what are you going to do with it? You know, the way it is.
What happened on the tying goal?
Well, a couple things. We lost coverage. It's a simple play for me. We lost coverage, didn't control sticks. It was a play that could have been defended better and didn't, wasn't.
You mentioned before you liked the group. You weren't that happy with the 5-1 lead against Colorado because of the fact that they could have played better. Is that what you mean when you like the group, the fact that even when they win or they lose, you don't like the way they play?
Yeah, because I think our guys care about winning. There's a will there that I see that I like, you know. Are we the best team in the league? You know, I don't think we are right now. But you know what? Like, we try to find ways to win games. This was not an easy game to win. We tried to find it. We were almost in it, and then it came up and just kicked us. You know, but I sit there and blame all the players and say, you guys are all bad? No. Our will was good. Our intent was good. We tried to get some stuff done, and could we and should we have been better? I think that to a man and the coaches, we would probably say, yeah, we would have been better and should have in some areas, you know. I mean, what do you want to say after a game like that, you know? What do you want to do? How demoralized do you want to get? You know, what do you want to do? Go home and put the knives and ropes away? I mean, what are you going to do? You know, like, there's another day tomorrow. We got another game here coming up on Thursday. We're going to have to pick our bootstraps up and play. We've got to play. It's just too much on the line for us. We got Tampa Bay coming. We got to not get another 2 points. That's to focus on the task. I'm not going to bury us with this game. We got a point, so we'll deal with that.
One more, guys. Can you take situations like this and show that this is what you have to do in the playoffs. When you lose a game in the playoffs, it's the most demoralizing thing. You have to, you know, sulk about it for half an hour, then flip the page and come back. You're in the playoffs right now, really, for your team. You have to find a way to get positive faster.
Well, yes, you could do that. You know, you could do that because that is the problem. That is one of the things that happens in a playoff series is that you play a game, whether you get beat 9-1 or 2-1, you've lost the game. And anybody that's been in the playoffs and has battled, the sooner you move past the game, you assess it, you analyze it, you make yourself analysis, and you move on. And that's the best thing you can do. You know, in this game, I'm going to have two choices. I'm going to pound on the players, which will not happen. Or I can find a way to pick us back up and let's go. And we don't have enough games right now to go through. This is February. It's time to move forward and go. And I'll take the point. I'll take what I can out of it. We'll learn. We'll do the necessary teaching that we need to get done, and we'll go from there. That's all we can do. Thanks.